Since its founding in 1926, the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce has been a catalyst for the success of Greater Nashua's diverse business community. Through advocacy, building connections, and professional development, each episode of Chamber Chats spotlights two local businesses sharing their unique journeys, services, and successes. Whether you're a business owner, community member, or curious about our region's businesses, Chamber Chats is the perfect way to connect and get inspired. Welcome to Chamber Chats.
Good morning, Nashua. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM, and you can also join us by watching live on Facebook or WSMN Live. My name is Alyssa O'Mara. I am the Programs Manager at the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, and I will be one of your hosts, along with Wendy Hunt, President and CEO of the Chamber. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are also joined by Ashley Theobald, our marketing manager.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Ladies, it's our first episode.
Woohoo!
So exciting.
Very exciting.
Big thank you to Bardis Russell Broadcasting for letting us do this show. I am super pumped about this. So I thought we'd kick this off by just kind of introducing ourselves to all of the listeners. Wendy, why don't you go first? Talk about who you are and what we do at the Chamber.
Good morning, Alyssa. I have had the privilege of being at the helm of the Greater Nashua Chamber. I'm in my fourth year. Prior to this, I ran another regional chamber, and I so believe in the missions of chambers of commerce. We are a membership-based organization, but we do so much more than networking and membership. We also do business education. We do lots of marketing, which Ashley's going to tell you about, and ways to connect your business and grow it in the community.
Awesome. Ashley, what about you? How long have you been here?
I just hit my 2 years, hard to believe. But yes, I am the marketing manager. So pretty much my day-to-day is creating events, sharing events, and going through social media to help, you know, get our members' information out there. So if there's somebody, say, on the Nashua Scoop looking for someone, I like to pop in and say, we got a member doing this and that. So just, I like to keep our members out there and, you know, be the Batman of the Chamber Forum.
Oh, the Batman of the Chamber Forum. I love that. That's awesome. And as I said, my name is Alyssa. I am the programs manager here at the Chamber, which means that I am the one organizing all of those business education programs, many of our daytime networking things, our Greater Nashua Young Professionals Group, and Leadership Greater Nashua, which is something that I know we wanted to talk about today because we just had our graduation last week.
We did. An all-time high of 31 graduates.
That's incredible. From all different professions and careers, from finance to nonprofits to medicine. It was a great group this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and I both actually have gone through the Leadership Greater Nashua program. Ashley, if you could tell someone like your biggest takeaway from that program, what was it?
I think for me personally, so I am actually a transplant from the South. So coming up here, and doing this class, I one have met a lot of incredible people and have made some friends out of it, which is great. But it's also helped me learn about where I work. I did it my first year, so it's definitely been able to help me connect, not just our members to each other, but the community and kind of learning more about where I am and being able to fall in love with it.
Yes, most definitely. And Wendy, you didn't do Greater Nashua Leadership, excuse me, I can't talk, but you did run the program for the last few years.
I did. When I came in 2021, I took over the final part of that year. It was the end of COVID. And so we took that as an opportunity to reinvent this program. We had a steering committee of 12 graduates from the Leadership Greater Nashua program. It dates back to 1996. That was our first class. We just graduated the 29th. And we really focused on the sectors. Besides the connecting with other business leaders and getting to meet a lot in the different industries, we do break each month down into sectors. So it could be anything from economic development and community development 1 month, nonprofits another month. We do politics and government and many other topics. And as Ashley said, what a fantastic way to spend time with, you know, like-minded people who want to learn about the business and how to grow their own businesses or those that they work for, And the personal growth factor in the leadership component of it is also one of the top takeaways.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening, we are accepting applications for this year, the 2024-2025 LGN class. Those applications can be found at the Chamber website, www.nashuachamber.com. You can just click the tab at the top that says Leadership Greater Nashua, and Ashley has set it up fabulously. It's a fillable PDF. You go in, download it, put your info in, and you can email it right to me at the Chamber.
And you do not have to be a member to participate. There is a discount if you're a member. But it is well worth it. I know that just in leading the program, Alyssa, I met so many people that I don't think I would have met even as a chamber CEO. Just the types of people that we have access to that talk and speak to our classes are phenomenal.
Absolutely. I mean, I can say for myself, last year I exited the program and I was on a new nonprofit board and I ended up with a new role in my career, a whole different career path. So it's great to see everyone grow throughout the course of that program and see where it takes them later on. If you're just joining us and just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff, Wendy, Ashley, and Alyssa on Chamber Chats live on air at WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM on Facebook and also on WSMN. Live. Wendy, can we talk about chamber travel?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite parts of chamber life. This year, we're going to be taking a trip to Croatia and the Dalmatian coast. We'll also spend a day in Venice, Italy, as well as a chance to go to another country, Montenegro. This will be the fifth trip that I'm hosting from chambers. We've been to China, we've been to Tuscany, we've been to Greece, we've been to the Amalfi Coast, and now we picked Croatia. Any of you Game of Thrones fans out there are going to understand why I got interested in it. It's pretty fabulous, but it predates, you know, many of the other top capitals in Europe, and it is the little known fact, it is the fifth most popular destination right now in the world is to visit Croatia.
I had no idea. I mean, and all three of us are going.
We
but
are.
I'm super excited for this.
It's my birthday gift to myself.
There we go. It's my, yeah, same. Birthday gift to myself. Big
it's
present
your
this year.
Gift to me. Just come with me.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I meant. That's fantastic. I had no idea it was so high as far as tourism right now.
It is. On the website, if people are interested, they can actually look at the information night we did about a month or so ago, and the owner of the company, Quest Voyager, actually talks about all the different destinations and what the history is behind them. I would talk about a few of them myself, but I would embarrass myself by my lack of pronunciation. They were pretty tough to pronounce. This trip does depart October 21st. You can either do the 8-day trip or you can do the extension to Dubrovnik. It's a very reasonable price of $37.49. Includes air, many meals, all of our transportation. I've traveled quite a bit. My husband's a pilot for American, and I have to say this is really the way to do it. All the details are taken care of, which is great.
I'm so excited about it. We're mother of dragons. We're coming back as full on. I'm riding a dragon home. I'm not getting a plane.
I think I'm more excited about not having to plan anything. Here's my card and you do the rest for me. So.
Yes. Oh my God. That's the best with travel. Like, to not have to think about it.
Yeah. And you get a great value because we're going as a group, and this company specializes in chamber of commerce travel. And what I really like about it is just what Ashley said. We don't even have to worry how we're getting from the airport to the hotel when you don't speak the language. All of the tours are prearranged. Many of the meals. Getting out that last day back to the airport. We're all very excited. I was very pleasantly surprised when both of these ladies wanted to join us on the trip. And we do have 15 people going, but we have room for more.
And you also don't have to be a chamber member to do this trip.
You
either.
Do not. You do not. And it's the same price for everyone.
Yeah.
Just get right on the website. There's a tab at the top. And the deadline is next week, end of June. End of June 14th, close of day Friday. So please take a look at that trip. We would love to have you. Just as a little added bonus, I am bringing my own airline pilot husband who flies. And so I always feel more comfortable bringing him.
Just in case of emergency.
Right.
If
there's a bumper drop and he doesn't react, I know we're fine. So happy to share him.
We appreciate that, Wendy. So one of the things that I also wanted to chat about today was our new revamped chamber referral groups. Those can also be found in their own special tab that Ashley has created, our fabulous marketing person here. Our referral groups are, we have one right now on Thursday mornings. It's the first and third Thursday of the month that they meet, and they are still accepting new members. The best thing about these referral groups, I think, is that they are industry specific. So you know that you're not going to have anyone else in your profession in there. We are doing a nice job of tracking metrics, making sure everyone is giving and getting referrals. And they're really building out these groups. We have another group that'll be on Wednesdays starting in the fall. And then a third one that will be a virtual option. These are for chamber members only. So if you are a chamber member and you're listening and you have an interest, you can feel free to pop on the website, www.nashuachamber.com. And you can find more information there. Ashley, do we have any fun upcoming events that you can share?
We have so many fun upcoming events. Let's see. So first and foremost, next Tuesday, we are having our 2024 State of the State with Governor Sununu. It's his last one with us. Definitely going to miss hearing his personality. It's what I love the most. But that is open to anyone. Prices are on, I believe it's $35 for members and $40 for non-members. That in this year we're doing it as a lunch, so it'll be from 11:30 to 1:30-ish. But that'll be at the Nashua Country Club. So definitely come and see what he has going on for the rest of this year. And it's a good time. It's good to meet new people and network. For members, we have a business after hours next Wednesday. That'll be at St. Joseph's Hospital. If you kept up with our imminence, then you will know that, you know, John Jurasik, who's the president there, was one of our finalists for this year. So it'll be a good time to come see him and hang out with everybody. But that's a good way to, just come network with people. It's pretty laid back. And we all just have a good time after work.
And if you're not a member, you're always welcome to reach out to us. We would love to have you as a guest to come and check out what our events are like. So feel free to reach out to our office there for that as well.
Yes. And then another thing for members is Out of the Box coming up. That is going to be Tuesday, June 20th. This is one of our more intimate networking events that we have. It's a luncheon. It's limited, and we have a presenter that comes in, and it's a good way to just meet new people. And it's not, you know, if you're new to networking, then this is a great way to ease into it. But then that same night, we have our Young Professionals social. So we do this monthly. One of the best parts about Young Professionals is that you don't have to be a member to come to these events. And it can be if you're new to the area, new to your industry, if you are just
young, curious, and fresh out of school,
young and walking in, you're like, what's going on? And, you know, it's a good time. But this month we are doing a panel discussion. It'll actually be at the new Kettlehead in downtown, which very excited. But the panel that we're doing is public speaking and networking.
And so, Dr. Kevin, our sponsor of this show, is actually going to be one of the presenters for that. He did business education with us in the fall last year, and it was one of our most well-attended business educations. The whole concept is to kind of bring it down to the young professionals level, a little bit more intro style, but really to get over that hump that we all have of being out and about and feeling like you don't know people, and how do you talk to someone and pitch yourself. So we're excited about that one.
Yeah, I definitely got a lot out of it because that was one of my many struggles that I'm learning to overcome.
But you're doing a great job right now.
Thank you.
I don't remember you being shy, Ashley.
I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're being so polite right now because we're on air, but like, let's be real here, ladies.
I am the wallflower. Very outgoing with people that I know, so it's new people that I'm very... But anyways, I digress. We also have Coffee Connections. That is for members as well. It's a similar thing to Out of the Box, except there are no presenters. It's a very relaxing morning mixer. At the new Coffee and Kindness right off of Pearl Street. And this is just a great way if you would like to ease into your day and meet new people and try a new coffee shop on Main Street. So that's great. That's from 8:30 to 9:30. And then we also have a membership workshop coming up where we break down your chamber benefits and all the things that you might not realize that you have access to. And then Lastly, we have on Thursday, June 27th, that is our business education that Alyssa has so wonderfully put together. It is going to be cybersecurity for AI, and we are partnering with Mainstay Technologies to talk about, you know, AI and all the things that we should be watching for. So
yeah, I'm excited for this one just because we definitely use ChatGPT every now and again to help us with some stuff. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've definitely never seen you use that, Wendy. Everything's beautifully written, original.
It should be Chamber Secrets instead of Chamber Chats.
There we go.
Straight from the heart.
Right. Yeah, but I'm very excited. I mean, we're all using these AI technologies now. Even if you don't really realize you're using them, you are a lot of times. So knowing that there's additional cybersecurity risk there. I didn't even think about that, honestly, in my usage. So I'm very excited. And Ryan from Mainstays is a wonderful orator, is what I've been told. So we're excited. He keeps everyone really engaged for that. It would be awesome content.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite member benefits because, you know, the majority of our members, of our almost 450 members, are small businesses, and they often don't have the resources to have an expert come in and explain things or to pay them. So we like to give them, that takeaway that they can go immediately back to their office. It could be anything from succession planning to one as technical as the one we're having. And then you also have the resources of who to go to if you want to learn more. And that's, you know, one of our chamber members is presenting. So great resource.
Amazing resource. Well, we are probably going to take a quick break. So I know, Wendy, you are incredibly busy as always. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm thrilled that we're doing this.
We are too. I'm so excited that you're going to be coming back and we're going to have a nice rotation of the staff and keep everyone posted on what's happening with all of our members. Listeners, when we come back, Ashley and I will be joined by our show sponsor, Chamber member Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, and we will be right back after our short break.
Continuing the legacy started in 1904, Roger Pellerin of Gate City Monument Incorporated continues to provide the same high-quality monument, custom headstone, and stoneworking craftsmanship today that they built their reputation on over 100 years ago. Servicing Nashua, New Hampshire, as well as nearby areas in Massachusetts, such as Lowell, Billerica, Chelmsford, and beyond. From creating custom monuments to memorialize, to landscaping and granite work, or restorative services, each job is done to your satisfaction and is backed by decades of experience and integrity. If you're thinking about stonework, think Roger Pellerin of Gate City Monument. Visit online at gatecitymonument.com. Stop by and meet Roger at 321 West Hollis Street in Nashua, or call 603-883-7141. That's 603-883-7141. Gate City Monument, memorials of distinction for people who care.
Catalyst, a person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living, and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD-ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
Welcome back to Chamber Chats. I'm Ashley Theobald, and I'm here with my co-host, Alyssa O'Mara. You're listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM. You can also watch us on Facebook or WSMN Live. If you have social media, give the Greater Nashville Chamber of Commerce and Chamber Chats a follow and like.
Well, welcome back. Thank you, Ashley. A big welcome to our show sponsor and our highly active chamber member, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, inspirational catalyst. How are you today?
Well, you know, I'm doing just great. I am here with my cup of coffee from Coffee and Kindness, another chamber member. As I
always do, prepared some, you know, little notes and proceeded to lose them on the way here. They fell out of my pocket. So let's just put on our best set of feathers and wing it.
There we go. We love winging it. That's how we do.
You That's know? How I live my day today, then. I don't know how else to live.
Honestly, make it work moments are how we do things here. So, well, welcome, Dr. Kevin. I'm going to jump right in with a question for you.
Absolutely.
Inspirational catalyst.
So, you know, I've had my own business for 34 and a half years now, and I've done a lot of things along the way. And when I tried to bring down the number of different moving parts of my business, the one thing they all shared was, in the work I do, I am inspiring people. I'm inspiring people to have better relationships within their relationships, whether it's family, friends, multi-generational. I inspire people to have better relationships with their business, with their career. So I have a huge tool belt that I carry around, but at the end of the day, I inspire people to be their best selves, live their best lives, and, you know, to have their best business that they can.
Fabulous, Dr. Kevin. Can we talk a little bit about how you got into it? Let's talk about a little history, because I know we've chatted about some of the business coaching you've done, the MBA level boot camps, things like that. We were just saying that you spoke at our public speaking and networking panel earlier this year, and you'll be speaking again this month upcoming for the Young Professionals Group. So what was the beginning?
So it's very interesting. I started actually working very young. At 11, I had a job cleaning the floors and bathrooms for a local brewery, a local pub. And I would go in at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, and I would clean everything. Back in the day, I was there on hands and knees with straight ammonia, cleaning everything. And if the cops came in, they had to hide me underneath the bar because I shouldn't be there.
Oh, my God.
I got paid $5 an hour. Now, this is back in the 70s. I was 11 years old. And don't tell the IRS. It all went into my pocket.
I mean, didn't we all have jobs like that at some point? I mean, that was babysitting money, you know.
So, you know, I started my first, let's say, corporate job when I was 15. So at 15, I got a chance to file checks for a bank that is no longer there. It was called the Manchester Bank in Manchester, New Hampshire. I actually had grown up in Kittery, Maine, but my parents had moved during my freshman year of high school. I ended up in Manchester, and I got a job at the bank filing checks. I would work, as soon as I turned 16, I'd work 40 hours a week during the summer. I worked every afternoon after school. I would work Saturday mornings. If they had the hours, I would take it. And one of the things I always would say was, teach me something. Mm-hmm. Teach me something. Mm-hmm. What can I learn to do? What can I back up on? If they were talking about, oh, so-and-so is going on vacation, we're going to have to cover her job, I'd like, show it to me. Mm-hmm. Show me how to do wire transfers. Show me how to do stop payments. Show me how to balance the general ledger log. I mean, this is all before computers. And everything was done by hands and adding machines.
Right.
But I was always, show me something I can do so you can give me more hours to do it and I can have a better understanding. At 17, I graduated high school early. The interesting part was early graduation didn't exist.
But, like at all?
At all.
Like nobody did that? Okay.
Nobody did that. I walked in and I have all the credits I need to graduate because the school system I came from was so much better than the school system I ended up in. I would say, what are we going to learn this? Oh, you learned that in college. I'm like, we started that in sixth grade where I came from. Mm-hmm. Like, really? So I went in. The bank had already promised me a full-time job as soon as I was out of school. I had already got accepted into the college I was going to. And I went in and I said, I have enough credits to graduate. So I've been accepted into the college. I start, you know, I've got a starting date. You can put me in classes and fail me. You could ruin my GPA, which was like a 3.8 or 3.9. Mm-hmm. And I said, but it won't make any difference. I have a full-time job. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to college. I'll be back to pick up my cap and gown. And they said, but we don't have early graduation. I said, you know, you're smart. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And
not as smart as me, but.
And I left and they figured it out. And after that following year, they started offering early graduation at that high school.
And you were a game changer even back then. You were changing lives unintentionally just through your own energetic reach. I love it.
I have this philosophy, and the philosophy is if there is something in life that doesn't exist the way you need it or want it, part of our missive of being a human is to create it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You create it. You're not always going to succeed. You're going to fall down. You know, resiliency is important. So is padding in the right places. So you can bounce. But that's how you bounce back up. That's how you go forward. And you always need to say, what can I learn from that?
Yeah.
What can I do different next time? I don't sit around and go, well, well, it didn't work out for me. Poor me. I can't be bothered with that crap. I'm like, okay, what did I learn? How am I going to do it differently? Where is my revenge? No.
Love it.
So I went from there to working in the back end, to going to the front end, to talking myself into a job as a supervisor, my first management position when I was 19 in a downtown Boston bank. I literally sat in there and said, I've been in banking for 4 years. I understand all these aspects of the back end. I have done the front end. I've done the teller line. I want the teller supervisor position. And they gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on to actually create the first teller training program in a downtown Boston bank.
Wow.
An American Institute of Banking wrote me up and called me the Wunderkind of Boston Banking. Yeah. I was 19.
Wow. Dr. K.
That's impressive.
I know. How have we never talked about this before at the millions of events I've talked to you? Like,
so I left banking. And, you know, I'm going to be very honest. You know, after I did that, they didn't have a position left for me, which wasn't surprising. I mean, I'd gone into the people in charge in a bank that also no longer exists. Neither one of them were my fault. I just want you to know. one of the mid-level managers had found out by running into me, literally, physically, when I had just finished doing a performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that.
Yeah. So I played the role of Dr. Frankenfurter.
Of course you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And were you in full costume?
I was in full 6-inch heels, fishnet stockings, bustier, dog collar, pimped out black hair, swinging on the outside of, you know, how they have the outside the building when they're doing construction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
The scaffolding.
Scaffolding. I had climbed up the scaffolding to do another rendition after the show was over of Sweet Transvestite. And the scaffolding happened to be on the side of one of the buildings that the bank I worked for was in.
Oh, no.
And the alarm went off. And my boss came. And somehow they just didn't feel like I was appropriate for their image in Bang.
What year was this?
This was 1980.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah. So still a little conservative, we would say, for the most part.
I mean,
but
who can find fault with, I'm just a sweet transvestite?
I mean, super fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've definitely been to the live action shows of Rocky Horror, so I'm here for it.
I actually did it. I did one production on stage, and I had to jump off the stage in 6-inch heels and chase Rocky around the audience.
Oh, my God.
Mm, I would have broken an ankle.
Oh, I love an interaction with the audience in a show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the best. I even met Richard O'Brien. He came to see one of our performances.
Wow. Yeah. So, I can see that. You're a theatrical fellow.
So that's how I started in corporate. I then went to hotels. I did. So the funny thing is, all my early career really was more around accounting and banking and auditing.
You were a money man.
I was a money man. And I did all the numbers and figures, and I did auditing and stuff like that. And then I jumped into hotels. I went through 3 different hotel chains that I kept bouncing from, because 2 to 2.5 years was as much tolerance as I had for any job. I could always sneak in one, it's too soon for you to be promoted, but we're going to promote you anyway. Mm. Mm-hmm. But when I was ready for the next promotion, they're like, we just promoted you. You haven't even been here 2 years. You've been promoted. We just can't do it again. So I went job hunting.
So question for you. Would we attribute perhaps the 2 to 3 year cap in any job? Would we attribute that to ADHD boredom, perhaps some neurodivergent boredom? Because I can definitely say, people look at my resume and I'm sure it's very similar. It's a jack of all trades, master of none, which the full quote, by the way, is oftentimes is better than one, just so people know. But I, you know, later in life, that neurodivergence, you know, what diagnosis came to me, and I was like, oh, well, that kind of makes sense. I think, like, I can do it till I've learned everything about it, and then I get bored.
So, you know, there's one thing, because as you both know, I have several books out on ADD and ADHD. I'm an ADD poster child. And the one of the secrets, and I do want to say this, that ADD individuals are 400% times more likely to become entrepreneurs. Hmm. We have the skill sets for entrepreneurialism when we learn how to manage them, understand them, and work with them. And so from that perspective, you know, I always have to either be creating, co-creating, or recreating. And so when I reach the place where they won't let me play with the widgets and improve them, shift them, change them, I can honestly say that more often than not, I left a place better than I found it.
Mm-hmm. Like the Girl Scouts. Like the Scouts, right?
Yeah.
But that makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know? So, you know, I did hotels. I did retail financing. In hotels, I jumped to sales and marketing for a while. And, you know, once I hit sales and marketing, they were like, you're a numbers figures guy? Like, and I'm like, well, I'm a numbers figures guy that used to be on stage and sing and dance and do professional modeling. But yes, I'm a number. I mean, like, is it an either or? Do I only get to choose? Mm-hmm. You know, can I find the discrepancy in your books and show you where you, true story, lost over $250,000 in inventory in your store through bad bookkeeping?
Oof.
And still go out and win a dance contest that night? I mean, is there only one option in the world?
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
So, yeah. So I did retail. At some point, and I went back and forth between it, and I started getting known for solving problems and creating training programs. I worked for a fast food corporation that owned like 22 fast food restaurants. I helped beef up and expand their training program. I trained their managers how to be managers. I love training managers how to be managers, because most managers get the position with no training and without understanding what are the critical thinking skills you should be using according to the mission, vision, and values of the business. And that can be taught, and no one teaches it. Mm. I can look at any industry, any business, go in. What is your value proposition? What do you say that is important to you? Where, you know, and then I can create a set of critical thinking skills with your managers that even if they don't always go by the book, because the book might not be available, they will always make a decision that is in alignment with your corporate values. Now, I don't do work with big companies anymore. I used to in my day, because 9 times out of 10, corporate values for large companies are shams. They write them down, but they don't live them. And in their actions and their choices, you see it, that they actually do not value their employee and they do not value their customer. They value their bottom line. They value their bonuses. They value their stockholders, because the stockholders hold them accountable. But only when they get a big old huge wake-up call that their business is failing or under audit or under investigation.
Right.
And then suddenly none of the loyalty that we have showed to you for the last 5 to 7 years in cheapo raises and decreasing benefits and, you know, all of this stuff. Now we want you to, you know, help us save our bad choices. So, yeah, I don't do big corporate anymore. I don't have the stomach for it, frankly.
So you're doing mostly individual.
Yeah, you know, by the time I finished my business part of my run, I had taught at an MBA level boot camp for entrepreneurs for 10 years. I would do everything from I did some business planning classes. I did a lot of networking courses. I did a lot of languaging, helping people create vision and mission statements. And I used to teach classes on how to hire the right person.
Mm, which is a great skill. I mean, that's something that I'm sure many employers have hired the wrong person. And it's an easy thing to make a mistake with, right?
Yeah. And it's a costly mistake on so many levels.
Yeah.
To really make sure that that alignment is correct in so many ways. And then, you know, how do you train them? How do you create? And in fact, at one point I called the business side of my business, of my company, Synergy Business Consulting.
Mm. Love it.
Because an entrepreneur, to be successful, absolutely has to create synergy. Mm-hmm. You have to take what you've got and put it together in a way in which it is larger than the sum of its parts to compete in today's market. You know, so many small business owners make the mistake of, I'll just work 80 hours a week. I'll just, you know, work to the point that I cost me my health, my relationship with my children, maybe my marriage, because I can't, you know, hire 10 people. I can hire 2. Then you need to synergize that workplace so everybody wants you to succeed, wants to succeed, understand what that looks like, and can play a role where your 3 people can produce more than a business that has 20 people that have a hard time telling you what their names are.
Mm. Fabulous, Dr. Kevin. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats. Ashley and Alyssa are here live on air at WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. We're also on Facebook and WSMN.live. And we are with our fabulous sponsor, yay, Dr. Kevin. And he's sharing with us all about what it means to be an inspirational catalyst and his target clientele and what he can do for you and your business. Dr. Kevin, actually, you have a little offering that you're doing for anyone who's entered the lottery to be on Chamber Chats.
Yeah, absolutely. So along the way of everything, you know, that I've talked about, I did end up finishing my career out in financial services. I just want to close that out, and was a sales training manager actually for American Express and things like this. And then when I started my own business, during that time period, I started a radio show, which I've now had for 20 years. I've had two different podcasts for a couple of years, 3 years, 2 years. I've had two different TV shows, one for 3 years, one for 2 years. One was Coast to Coast. And so I've also been being interviewed on radio and TV shows since the mid-90s.
So like Ashley, you're also a wallflower is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Both of you. Wallflowers, quiet. Don't like being in front of people.
I was saying earlier that I struggle with networking, and Alyssa and Wendy both looked at me and went, when?
Yeah. Not afraid to talk, anybody here.
Friends in the family.
Well, you know, and there's one of the secrets, and I said this at the thing I did for the chamber.
Yeah, the business education.
The business education thing, which is when I work with people, and my special I'm offering is to do a media prep special, which either can be anywhere from, you know, something that's 45 minutes where I'm really going to walk you through some potential questions, some things, make sure you have the right language, help you to define your unique sales proposition. Why you? Mm-hmm. And how to language it in a way that's going to grab people's attention, how to do things. And I've been prepping my guests on my radio show for 20 years now, if they were nervous or whatever, going in there. But to you, Ashley, it's all about, it should never be anything other than an extension of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, you're naturally gregarious. That's how you network. You somewhere, when you say that, tells me you have somebody else's definition of what networking should look like that you need to delete from your computer file, because that was networking for them. When I teach people how to network, and I developed my first network program in the corporate world, and it was a required course for the salesman at American Express in their first year to take my networking class. And I would take them out and show them how to network at gas pumps, mm-hmm. At grocery stores.
That would have terrified me. Talking to someone in produce.
But I also taught them how to network within their personality style.
Mm-hmm.
Just you being you. And how does that look? And what does that do? And that an introvert can network.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody can network. Mm-hmm. But it's having the right mindset and how you're doing it. So that's the offering, is if people would like, you know, now if people want to do like a fuller 90-minute session, we may be looking at how they're languaging things in their business, how they are networking. You know, being a guest on a radio show is networking.
Right. Absolutely. And public speaking.
And public speaking, both. And so, you know, for some of the business owners that I see, they freeze in their head and they keep telling themselves they're not that. Mm. And then it becomes difficult. And then they don't always know the right questions to ask or how to engage in the conversation. They freeze. And there are ways to get around that and are ways to kind of go around and do those things. And I was thinking about this because I actually want to put a plug in for the chamber. This is not the first chamber I've belonged to. I belong to other chambers. And, you know, when people say to me, well, you know, like, what do you get out of the Chamber of Commerce? Well, the first time I belonged was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I got to meet people who were further along than where I was.
Right. Mentorship.
Mm-hmm. Mentorship.
Yeah.
Big thing. And then the other thing is not just the networking events, but like the business education events that are going on and the chances to take the leadership classes and things like this. But the most important thing is the community, because when you are part of the chamber and you have a community where you know that people are going to treat you respectfully, because those who are disrespectful or those who do not actually provide the services in an integrity way do not survive in a chamber of commerce. They are self-selected out. Mm-hmm. You become a pariah in the chamber because you ripped off another chamber member. You're not renewing your membership.
Right.
And so one of the important is there are a lot of different communities out there, but when you find a community that has the mindset of, you know, either nonprofit or having your own business, that's where most of the stuff falls, though I know somewhere in there bankers always show up, 10 or 12 or 14.
We see them everywhere.
Financial institutions are their own category.
Yeah, you know. Since I was in banking, I can't say anything. But, I mean, it's so important. And people desperately underutilize the chamber because they don't understand what's going on. Mm. You have an education thing coming up to educate you on your chamber membership. You're doing that, Ashley?
Yes.
Yeah, it's monthly now, actually. Monthly. We went to a virtual option so that more people could attend, and it's all on Zoom, and that way you can actually hop on if you're at work or in a meeting or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually shifting a client I have a standing appointment with at that time every week.
So that you can go?
Well, because I want to go.
Aww.
And one of the reasons I want to go is because I'm an ambassador now, and there may be benefits that I never was drawn to want to take advantage of, but if I'm going to commit to be an ambassador for the chamber and to help incoming chamber members to integrate and know what's there for them, then I need to up my skill level on. So I'm planning on coming to your next thing just to go, oh, and maybe there's something new. And maybe there's something that I'll say I can take advantage of now that I couldn't before.
Right. Yeah, there are new benefits that pop up all the time. And thank you, Dr. Kevin, by the way, for joining the Ambassador Committee. Our Ambassador Committee is completely made up of volunteers, and we are so appreciative. They are wonderful. They help us with every event. And Dr. Kevin did his first event on the committee last month, and I was so impressed. He showed up with literal note cards on all of the new members so that he could be well-versed and introduce them to the people that he thought would be good connections for them. It was just, it's wonderful, and we appreciate it.
One of my favorite moments was I was talking to one of our new members, and when they told me what they did, I asked them a couple specific questions. This is the new Pilates studio we have. Mm-hmm. I don't remember their name. I'm sure one of you will, but I don't.
Oh, Club Pilates.
Yes,
Club Pilates. They're opening on Amherst Street. We're very excited. Reformers are amazing.
So I talked to them and I asked them if they would go to the home, if they'd work with the disabled, if they would work with the geriatric, stuff like this. And I just talked to the Nashua Home Helpers, which is a new chamber member. And as soon as they said they did, I said, you, come here. And I brought them right over and I said, I want you to meet these two, the home helpers. They said, oh, well, we talked, you know, we met each other. I said, but you didn't ask the right questions. So let me tell you, here's where the connection is and here's where you can take advantage and be sending each other, helping each other out. And then I went, and I walked off.
See?
Beautiful.
But, and that's the nature of the chamber, isn't it? Like, we're just... it's all about the connections and knowing people and finding that little thing that links them together that will be helpful. Dr. Kevin, we have only just a few minutes left here. So before we wrap, I would love to ask you, this is something that I used to ask when I helped George on the radio, of our guests, but for our listeners that are currently tuned in, if you could recommend three teachers or authors or mentor type people that you have been inspirational for you in your life, who would you recommend? You could just, even just one. I like three. I like threes, but you can give us one if there's one you think is amazing.
So because part of my work is also doing relationship catalyst and spiritual catalyst and things that we'll get to later this year.
Yep.
I'm coming back. I am a big fan of Leo Piscaglia and all his material. He has passed, but you can still find it on YouTube and stuff like that. He wrote the book on love. He wrote a book called Love, and he convinced the University of California to teach a class called Love in the 70s because he said the incoming students didn't understand what love was. And if you want to read a book or listen to a speaker who is impassioned and who you just feel better about yourself. Mm. And I think that that is the key to so many different things. So that would be the first book.
Okay.
The second book that I would recommend, so I'm going to get totally booed for this, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Oh boy. What is it?
is if you are neurodiverse, if you do have ADD or ADHD, I'm going to recommend you read my book.
Oh, there we go.
Called Managing the Gift.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
I look at ADD as part of the evolutionary process, broadening the bandwidth of humanity, not a disease, disorder, or disability. And I think it's important that these people recognize their greatness and know that they have a lot to offer the world. And so I'm going to recommend one of my own books. And my third book I'm going to recommend, The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx.
Ooh. All right. Very all over the place with those suggestions. I like it, though.
Keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the with the Communist Manifesto with Karl Marx, first of all, I want people to become more intelligent about words that people are kicking around that they have no clue or idea what they're saying. They're just puppeting it.
Mm.
Second, Marx was a brilliant visionary of what was coming. Not that I'm a Marxist, I think he was correct, but his vision of what was coming was spot on.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Kevin. Ashley, great job on your first show. Dr. Kevin, thank you for being here. You've been listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM. Don't forget you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. I am Alyssa O'Mara. Thank you so much for joining us for our first show. Make sure you give us a follow on social media, and we will chat with you again soon.
Bye. Bye.